Welcome back, everybody. Today we're doing a deep dive into arbitration advocacy. It's kind of like litigation, I guess, but it's got its own whole thing going on.
Yeah, it really is a different ballgame.
Yeah.
And it's something that I think more and more people are realizing is a really valuable way to resolve disputes.
So let's break down exactly what makes it so unique and why it's gaining traction in different sectors.
Yeah, I think what's so captivating about arbitration is that it moves away from this one-size-fits-all approach that you see in traditional litigation. It recognizes that disputes are all different shapes and sizes, and the way that we go about resolving them should be just as adaptable.
So less about following a rigid script, and more about finding a solution that fits that specific dispute.
Precisely. Imagine you're dealing with a complex intellectual property dispute. In a traditional courtroom, you might spend weeks, even months, just trying to educate the judge and jury on the technical nuances. But in arbitration, you can select an arbitrator who already has that expertise in that specific field.
That saves so much time and resources right there. Not to mention the potential frustration of explaining complex concepts to a jury that may not have the same level of technical understanding.
Right. And that's just one example of the flexibility that arbitration offers. Another key difference is the ability to tailor the discovery process. So in traditional litigation, discovery can feel like this: endless back and forth of document requests and depositions and interrogatories.
Yeah.
But in arbitration, you can work with the other side to really streamline the process, focus on the most relevant information.
Yeah. And I can see how that would appeal to businesses, especially those operating in these fast-paced industries, where time really is money.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that flexibility extends to the hearing itself. You're not bound by the same strict rules of evidence that you would find in a courtroom. This allows for a much more creative approach to presenting your case, and it can be particularly advantageous when you're dealing with technical or specialized evidence.
So you can actually tailor the presentation of your arguments to the specific expertise of the arbitrator.
Exactly.
That's pretty cool.
Think of it this way. In a courtroom, you're essentially trying to persuade a general audience, the jury. But in arbitration, you're presenting to a specialist who already understands the intricacies of the field. And that allows for a much more focused and nuanced discussion of the legal issues.
It sounds like it's a much more efficient way to resolve complex disputes. What about the selection of the arbitrator? How does that process work, and what kind of strategic considerations come into play there?
That's a great question. The selection process is a crucial aspect of arbitration, and it can really impact the outcome of the case. Typically, the parties will either agree on a neutral third party to serve as the arbitrator, or they might use a list provided by an arbitration institution.
So you actually have some control over who ultimately decides your case.
Right.
Completely different than in a traditional courtroom, where you just get assigned a judge at random.
Exactly. And this is an opportunity to leverage strategic thinking. Let's say you're involved in a construction dispute. It would be in your best interest to select an arbitrator with a strong background in construction law and engineering principles. They would be able to grasp the technical details more readily and render a more informed decision.
So it's not just about finding a neutral party. It's about finding the right expert for the job.
Precisely. And that's where that strategic element comes in. You want to consider the nature of the dispute, the applicable law, the type of expertise that would be most beneficial to resolve the issues at hand.
This is really fascinating. We're starting to see how much control and influence the parties have in shaping this arbitration process. It's about customizing the dispute resolution to fit the unique circumstances of the case.
And that's really just scratching the surface. There are so many other aspects of arbitration that offer this kind of flexibility and efficiency. We have streamlined procedures for managing the case, flexible timelines, even the option for more informal hearing settings.
Wow. It's a whole different approach to dispute resolution. And it seems tailor-made for the complexities of the modern business world.
Indeed. And as the business world becomes increasingly globalized and interconnected, the need for flexible and efficient dispute resolution mechanisms, like arbitration, is only going to continue to grow.
And this raises another interesting question. How does this focus on efficiency and customization? In arbitration, how does this influence the dynamic between the parties involved? Is it inherently more adversarial? Or does it actually create opportunities for a more collaborative approach?
It's an interesting question. You know, you'd think that a process designed to resolve disputes would lead to a very adversarial dynamic. But in my experience, it's often the opposite. Arbitration often fosters a much more collaborative spirit.
That's interesting. Why would that be?
I think it comes down to the shared goal of efficiency. When both parties are invested in resolving the dispute quickly and cost-effectively, they're much more likely to work together to streamline the process.
Makes sense. So instead of digging in and preparing for this long legal battle, they're actually incentivized to find common ground.
Exactly. You know, think about the discovery process we talked about earlier. In a traditional litigation setting, discovery can often become a weapon. It's used to just burden the other side with excessive requests and delays.
Oh, yeah.
But in arbitration, where efficiency is so important, there's a much greater incentive to cooperate and narrow the scope of discovery to what's truly essential.
The structure itself almost nudges the parties toward a more collaborative approach.
I think so. And that collaborative spirit can extend beyond just procedural matters. It can actually influence how parties present their arguments and evidence.
So instead of each side trying to present this one-sided view, they might actually be working together to present a more comprehensive understanding of the dispute to the arbitrator.
Yeah, you got it. It's about recognizing that. The goal isn't always to just win at all costs. Sometimes the best outcome is a solution that addresses the legitimate concerns of both parties. And that often requires a willingness to see things from the other side's perspective.
You know, this makes me think about something we touched on earlier, the ability to customize the presentation of evidence in arbitration. Could that flexibility actually facilitate a more collaborative approach to presenting the facts of the case?
Oh, absolutely. Imagine you're dealing with a complex technical dispute in a traditional courtroom. You're really limited in how you can present that information, especially to a jury.
Right.
But in arbitration, you have the freedom to work with the other side, to develop creative ways to present that evidence in a way that's both clear and persuasive to the arbitrator.
So things like interactive presentations or expert demonstrations, even site visits.
Exactly.
Just to help the arbitrator really grasp the technical intricacies of the dispute.
Yeah, and that level of collaboration, it can lead to a more efficient and fair resolution. Because the arbitrator is able to make a more informed decision based on a complete understanding of the facts.
This is so interesting. You know, it seems like the more we kind of dig into these nuances of arbitration, the more we see how it can be this vehicle, not just for resolving disputes, but actually fostering this more collaborative and constructive dialogue between the parties. It's not just about winning. It's about finding solutions.
Well said. And I think that really speaks to a larger shift that we're seeing in dispute resolution overall. You know, there's this growing recognition that these adversarial win-at-all-costs approaches often lead to protracted legal battles that are costly and damaging to everyone involved.
Yeah, so there's this movement towards finding more amicable and efficient ways to resolve these disagreements.
Absolutely. And arbitration, with its emphasis on flexibility, efficiency, and collaboration, is playing a key role in that evolution.
It's moving away from the courtroom drama to a more pragmatic approach. So I'm curious, though, if arbitration is inherently more collaborative, does that ever create challenges for advocates who are so used to operating in this more adversarial system?
It's a great question. It does require a bit of a different mindset from traditional litigation. Advocates need to be skilled negotiators, effective communicators. They need to be able to see the bigger picture beyond just their client's immediate interests.
So not just legal expertise, it's interpersonal skills and strategic thinking.
Exactly. And that's one of the things that makes arbitration advocacy so challenging and rewarding. You need to be able to advocate for your client, but also be open to finding creative solutions that address the concerns of all the parties involved.
So it's a balancing act.
It is.
Being a strong advocate, but also a skilled collaborator.
Exactly. And the key is to strike that right balance. It's about finding ways to work with the other side without compromising your client's core objectives. It's understanding that collaboration doesn't mean weakness. It means finding smarter and more efficient ways to resolve disputes and achieve a favorable outcome.
So the most effective arbitration advocates are the ones who can navigate this complex landscape with both legal expertise and this collaborative mindset.
I think so. And as arbitration continues to gain popularity as a preferred method of dispute resolution, the demand for advocates who possess those skills is only going to increase.
It's an exciting time to be involved in this field.
It is.
This has been really insightful. We've covered a lot of ground. From the unique advantages of arbitration to the subtle ways it can foster a more collaborative approach to dispute resolution.
Mm-hmm.
But before we wrap up, I want to get your perspective on one more aspect of arbitration that often comes up, speed and efficiency. How does this focus on resolving disputes quickly play out in practice? And what are some of the key factors that contribute to this streamlined process? So we've talked about all this flexibility and collaboration, but let's be real. One of the big things about arbitration is the speed. I mean, Nobody wants to be stuck in litigation for years and years if they could get it done in a few months.
Right. Time is money.
Exactly.
Businesses need to move forward. Projects need to stay on track. And these long legal battles, they just drain resources and create a ton of uncertainty.
So how does arbitration actually achieve that speed? Is it just that there are fewer procedural hurdles to jump through?
Yeah, I mean, it's partly that, the streamlined nature, less emphasis on motions and discovery definitely contributes to faster resolutions. But I think it goes a little bit deeper than that. It's also about the mindset of the parties involved.
You mean that collaborative spirit we talked about?
Exactly. When everyone's focused on efficiency, on finding solutions, it creates momentum.
Yeah.
And that moves the process along much more quickly. Think about it this way. In a traditional courtroom, you've got lawyers posturing, trying to outmaneuver each other.
Right.
And that leads to delays. And it puts the focus on these procedural tactics rather than the actual issues.
It's like they're playing a game of legal chess.
That's a great analogy.
Where the goal is just to outsmart the other side and not actually resolve anything.
Yeah, but in arbitration, the emphasis is on working together to find a solution. And that can lead to more productive discussions, quicker agreements on the procedures, and ultimately a faster path to a decision.
So it's not just the rules, it's the whole culture of arbitration.
I think so. And that culture is reinforced by the arbitrators themselves.
Okay.
They have a vested interest in moving cases along efficiently.
So the arbitrators themselves play an active role in kind of managing the pace of things.
They do, yeah. They set deadlines, they encourage the parties to narrow the issues, and they'll even facilitate settlement discussions whenever possible. They know that their reputation is built on being able to resolve these cases fairly and efficiently.
That makes sense. And I imagine that this focus on speed also has a pretty big impact on the cost of resolving a dispute.
Oh, absolutely. Fewer hearings, less discovery, streamlined procedures. That all translates into lower legal fees, less time away from running your business.
It's a win-win.
It is.
But speed can't come at the expense of fairness. So how does arbitration make sure that things move quickly without sacrificing due process?
That's a really important point. Speed and efficiency are important, but they should never undermine those fundamental principles of fairness. And that's why arbitration still has these safeguards in place.
Okay, like what?
Well, both parties still have the right to present their case, submit evidence, cross-examine witnesses. The arbitrator is bound by rules of impartiality. They have to base their decision on the evidence.
So even though the process is streamlined, the core elements of a fair hearing are still there.
Exactly. That balance between speed and fairness, that's what makes arbitration so compelling. It offers a way to resolve disputes efficiently without sacrificing the principles of justice.
This has been a really great deep dive into the world of arbitration advocacy. We've explored all this flexibility, its collaborative nature, the potential for speed and efficiency. But as we wrap up, what would be the most important piece of advice you'd give to someone considering arbitration?
I think the most important thing is to go into it with an open mind. Be willing to explore creative solutions. Arbitration isn't just a different place to have a trial. It's an opportunity to approach dispute resolution differently, more collaborative, more constructive. So embrace that. Work with your counsel. Develop a strategic approach. And don't be afraid to think outside the box a little bit.
Fantastic advice. And with that, we'll bring this deep dive to a close. Thanks for joining us, and we'll catch you next time.